But some, such as inferior people in uncivilized places and wicked people who have no experience of Dharma at all, and those who have let their samaya practice degenerate, are confused by their karma and do not recognize even when they are shown, but wander downwards. So on the seventh day, the Vidyadharas will come from the pure realm of space to invite them, and at the same time the light path of the animals produced from the emotion of ignorance will also meet them. At that time, to show him again, one should call the dead person by name and say these words: O child of noble family, listen without distraction. On the seventh day a pure, many-colored light will shine in your unconscious mind, and the Vidyadharas will come from the pure realm of space to invite you. In the center of the mandala, filled with rainbow light, he who is called the unsurpassable, fully developed Vidyadhara, Lotus Lord of the Dance, will appear, his body bright with the five colors, embracing his consort the Red Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the east of the mandala, he who is called the Vidyadhara established in the stages will appear, white in color, with a radiant smiling face, embracing his consort the White Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and his skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the south of the mandala, he who is called the Lord of Life, Vidyadhara, will appear, yellow in color, with beautiful form, embracing his consort the Yellow Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the west of the mandala, he who is called the Great Symbol, Vidyadhara, will appear, red in color, with a radiant smiling face, embracing his consort the Red Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. From the north of the mandala, he who is called the spontaneously arisen Vidyadhara will appear, green in color, his expression both angry and smiling, embracing his consort the Green Dakini, dancing with a crescent knife and a skull full of blood, gesturing and gazing at the sky. Beyond these Vidyadharas will appear countless crowds of Dakinis, Dakinis of the eight charnel grounds, Dakinis of the four families, Dakinis of the three worlds, Dakinis of the 10 directions, Dakinis of the 24 places of pilgrimage, male and female warriors and servants, and all the male and female protectors of Dharma, wearing the six bone ornaments with drums, thigh bone trumpets, skull drums, banners made from the skins of youths, canopies made from human skin, ribbons of human skin, and incense made from human flesh, with countless different kinds of musical instruments, filling all the regions of the universe so that they rock and tremble and shake, making all the instruments vibrate with music so as to split one's head, dancing various dances, they will come to invite those who have kept the samaya practice and to punish those who have let it degenerate. O child of noble family, in the realm of the unconscious, the pure innate wisdom, shining with the five colored lights like colored threads twisted together, flashing, vibrating, shimmering, luminous and clear, sharp and terrifying, will come from the hearts of the five Vidyadhara lords and pierce your heart so that the eye cannot bear it. At the same time, the soft green light of the animals will also shine together with the wisdom light. At that time, under the influence of confusion caused by unconscious tendencies, you will be afraid and escape from the five-colored light, but you will be attracted to the soft light of the animals. At that moment, do not be afraid of the bright, sharp, five-colored light. Do not fear it, but recognize it as wisdom. From within the light, all the spontaneous sounds of the Dharma will come like the roar of a thousand thunderclaps. It rolls and thunders and resounds with war cries and the penetrating sound of wrathful mantras. Do not be afraid of it. Do not escape. Do not fear. Recognize it as the play of your mind, your own projection. Do not be attracted to the soft green light of the animals. Do not yearn for it. If you are attracted to it, you will fall into the animal realm of ignorance and experience the extreme suffering of stupidity, dumbness, and slavery, from which there is no escape. So do not be attracted to it. Feel longing for the clear, bright light of the five colors, and concentrate one-pointedly on the blessed Vidyadharas, the divine teachers, thinking, "These Vidyadharas with the warriors and Dakinis have come to invite me to the pure realm of space. Please all give thought to sentient beings like me who have not gathered merit and have not been caught, although until today the light rays of compassion of so many deities of the five families of Buddhas of past, present, and future reached out. Alas for one like me! Now, all you Vidyadharas, do not let me go any lower than this, but grasp me with your hooks of compassion and pull me up quickly to the pure realm of space." With intense, one-pointed concentration, say this inspiration prayer. May the divine Vidyadharas think of me, and with great love lead me on the path. When through intense tendencies I wander in samsara on the luminous light path of the innate wisdom, may Vidyadharas and warriors go before me, their consorts the Dakinis behind me. Help me to cross the bardo's dangerous pathway and bring me to the pure realm of space. By saying this inspiration prayer with deep devotion, he will dissolve into rainbow light in the heart of the divine Vidyadharas and be born in the pure realm of space. There is no doubt. All the types of spiritual friends, too, recognize as a result of this and are all liberated. Even those with bad unconscious tendencies are certainly liberated here. The end of the first part of The Great Liberation Through Hearing, showing the luminosity during the bardo at the moment before death and showing during the peaceful bardo of the Dharmata. Iti samaya gya gya gya